Okay, so we are, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. We are at the two dots on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, Habalachos Valachos Aviv, the Bishop of Elanaris had said that if somebody is Ma'anes, any of the Chayve Krisus, Achoso, Achosaviv, Achosimo, any of those Chayve Krisus, so then he is Chayiv in Knas, because the Mishnah says there is no Kimle B'Dramimine when it comes to Chayvi Krisus. That was against Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, we spoke about 2 days ago, but that is the that was the halacha in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara of Raminu, unless you astira from a Mishnah in Makos, Elu hein alokin. The following people get Malkus. Habal achoso, same list. V'al achos aviv, v'al achos imo, v'al achos ishto, v'al eishas achiv, v'al eishas achi aviv, v'al hanida. All of these people, as we know from Maseches Krisus, whatever your chayiv Krisus, your chayiv Malkus also, they go together. So the Gemara says, so how could our Mishnah say that you have to pay the Knas but 1 minute? Doesn't the Mishnah in Maseches Makos say that you get Malkus for these actions? V'kai malon de'eno loke mishalim. And we hold that based on Kimle v'dravamine, you can't get two punishments. It doesn't only apply to Misa and Mamon, it applies to Malkus and Mamon. So you can't get two, so it's the same case. So yes, it's Chayvi Krisus, but it's also Chayvi Malkus. So how could our Mishnah say that you have to pay the Knas, while the Mishnah there says that you get Malkus? So isn't that a stira? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, two answers. Ula is number one, and then Rabbi Yochanan is on the fifth line of Lama Beis Ma Beis, is number two. So first Ula, number one. Amar Ula lo kasha kan bachoso nara kan bachoso bogeris. Says Ula, the difference is which type of girl are we talking about? In our Mishnah, we're talking about a nara who has a knas. So that's why you pay and you don't get Malkus. But over there, the Mishnah in Makos, why don't you pay? Why do you get Malkus? That's talking about a case where there is no knas. She's a Bogeris already. She's already 12 and a half years old. And therefore, that's why you get Malkus, because there is no money there. As we'll say in a minute, Ula holds, you don't get two punishments, you're right, but you get the Mamon if there is Mamon. And that is Doche the Malkus, as we'll see. So that's the answer to the Stira, which type of girl are we talking about? Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Achosa Bogeris? Nami. What that Mishnah is talking about a Bogeris, and therefore there's no Mamonis, and therefore you could get Malkus, but there are other Mamonis payments. Fine, there's no Knas payments, because Knas is only by Anara, but Ha'ika Boshes Abagam. What about Boshes Abagam? Boshes payment for embarrassment. Right? We know there are five payments of Chavala, so Boshes, there's embarrassment, Upigam, and the lessening of the value of this woman on the market. As Rashi explains, if a master wants to buy his servant or get a servant a wife, so how much is she worth when she was a psula and when she wasn't a psula? So either are those payments there. So what? The Mishnah Makas, we just said, is talking about Bogeris. There's no Knas. What about the other payments, Boshes and Pagam? So my answer is no, Bishota. That case is talking about a Bogeris Shota. What does that mean? A Shota? So the Ritva explains, because a Shota ain la Boshes. Ritva ain la, Shota ain la Boshes. Why? The ain lecha Boshes gadol mizeh. She's already in, she lives in the state of Busha. She lives in a Busha if she's a Shota. And therefore, there is no Busha, Upagam, and nobody's going to buy her on the slave market for the service, so there's no Pagam. So that's what the Ritva says. That's why there are these two payments do not exist there in that Mishnah. Says the Gemara, continue, Yigai v'hiket Sara. So fine, there's no Nezek, it's out of Maisa Hezek. There's no Boshes, there's no Pagam, there's no Ripoy. So what about Sar? Sar is the last one. What about the pain that is caused? So Bimifuta, that Mishnah is not talking about Ones. It's talking about Mefata. It's talking about a case where she did it Baratzon. She did it willingly. She was seduced. So therefore, there is no payment of Tsar by Mefuta. Why not? Why is the payment of Tsar by Mefuta? So that seems to be a Machlokas here. The Ra'ah here says, because she's Mocheles. If she's Mefuta, then she's Mocheles on the Tsar. Give it Arbina b'mefuta, sulo bina shota. Once, says the Re'ah, once we came onto this line of mefuta, you can forget the previous line about shota. Why? To give it to be daita avad hakamachla. Right? She's mocheles. And because she's mocheles, that's why the payment does not exist. The Yeshit Bukubetsis here points out that Rashi doesn't say that. In the next line of the Gemara, Rashi is going to say mocheles. But in this line, Rashi says b'mefuta, de ein lo tsar. No, there is no tsar, period, when it comes to mefuta. Kedamrina lakaman bepirkit, pikhlo sheben, omros mefuta in latsar. So the Shibu Kubetza says, Rashi here does not want to say that it's an issue of mocheles. It says, in latsar, why not? What's wrong with the Ra'az Pshat? because the father might have, is not mochel. She can be mochel for herself. What about the father? She can't be mochel for the father. So therefore, that's why Rashi here says that it's not an issue of mechila, but it's an issue of ein la tzar. Aaron, you have a problem? Well, I'm sorry? No, the question is, are each of these building on the previous ones? That's the question. So the Ra'az Pshah was that, no, once you come out to Bafuta, you don't have to say the previous lines of Shota and L'chora of Bogeris also. So that's the Machlokas. Rashi and the Ra'a here, what exactly is meant by this line of Mefuta. So the Gemara continues, but 1 minute, Hashat, us is Lahachi, once we've come onto this, once we say he was talking about a case of a futa, so you don't have to say one's about a bogeris and one's about a nara. They're both about nara, both mishnayos. Be yisoma umafuta. And we're talking about a case of yisoma mafuta, yisoma, an orphaned girl who does not have a father, umafuta, and she is a mafuta. And here Rashi says, because she's a yisoma, so all the payments go to her, because she's a mafuta, she is mocheles. And therefore what? Because she's mocheles, let's think about this for a minute. Because she's mocheles, therefore there is no monetary payment, and therefore you get malchus. That's what that Mishnah in Mako says. And Almak suffer Ula, because Ula holds, kalhechadika mamun and malchus, whenever there's a double punishment, mamun and malchus, mamon and mishali mokalolaki. That's Ula Shita, that whenever there's mamun and malchus, you do mamon and you don't get malchus. That's Ula Shita. There is a beautiful thought of the Ksos here, where he has a kasha on our Gemara. The halacha is the last siman in Choshen Mishpat. Tof Chav Dalet. Last siman in the Ksos. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a man is chovel his own Eved Kenani, ha chovel be Eved Kenani shalo. So what's the halacha? Usually you have to pay 30 shloshim to the Eved, to the master of the Eved Kenani, if you're chovel and Eved Kenani. So what's the ha chovel Eved Kenani shalo? So what's the halacha? Potter. Not shloshim, but maybe payments of chavala. Let's not get into what you have to pay. So what's the halacha? Potter. Why you pater? Why you pater? Because you're the master. You're the master, so you're pater. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ksos, Hainu afilu mimalkus. First, I've explained, if you're chovel, your own Eved Kenani, you're pater even from malkus. Even though we're going to see on Amud Beis today, that chovel has two punishments. Usually you pay money, as the Torah says. But if for some reason you can't pay money, for example, let's say you're chovel somebody less than a Shavah Pruta. So the halacha is you get malchus. You get malchus. Isaac says the ksos here, if you're chovel your own eved, so you're not going to be paying, so why shouldn't you get malchus? Says the ksos, no, kiva de petura de rabo, eino el mishum de mashakana eved kana rabo. No, but why you pater? Because it's whatever your eved gets, it's as if you get it. Havi le bar tashlumin, ela sharaba zocha mimenu achar kach. Really, the Odo and the master is a bar chiyuva. He should pay. He's in the parsha. There's a chiyuv there, but it's just that when he pays, it goes back to him, right? It boomerangs because the eved doesn't have a yad of his own. So it's still called a bar chiyuva in the parsha of mamun, and that's why the malchus is still wiped away. And even though he's not paying, actually in this case, he's still not going to get malchus. That's the case that the Ksos explains to Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ksos, that's against our Gemara. Why is it against our Gemara? What did our Gemara just say? In the case where a man is mefate a woman, and she's a yesoma, so what did our Gemara say? She's mochelis in all these cases. And therefore, there's no money, and that's why the Mishnah in Makos says, you get malchus. What do you mean, says the Ksos? Mochelis? Mochelis l'chora, that's not going to agree to the chiyuv. Let's say there's a chiyuv and a mochel the chiyuv. See, if that's true, why do you get malchus? The Shulchan Aruch just said that even as long as there's a chiyuv there, even if you're not actually going to pay, you still came le b'daramine. And there's no malchus. So he says, what, you're going to say that Mechila removes the Chiyuv? And when she's Mochel, she's really saying, you don't have a Chiyuv Knas? That's what's called Masal Mashakasa BaTorah. That's going against what the Torah says. You know how to do that. You can't make up your own rules. If the Torah says something, you can be Mochel. But you can't make up your own rules. Says the Ksos, my hands are tied. I don't know what to do. It must be that you're allowed to be Masal Mashakasa BaTorah here. Maybe it's called Derashim Mamon, Tano Kayim. It's according to that opinion that you're allowed to make conditions against what it says in the Torah. So the Ksos says that's the only thing I could say to answer up the difference between our Gemara and a Mochel and chovel be'evek nani shalom. Rabbi Chanan does not like that approach. He says, how could you get rid of the chiyuv? It has to be just, you know, there's always a chiyuv, and that's what mechila does. Mechila doesn't get rid of the chiyuv. So what do you do about the evek nani case? So you have to say, the achronim say, is that it's a question of how to view mechila. When I'm mochel, you owe me 50 bucks. And I say, I'm mochel. So is that as if you paid me? Mechila ki'ilu hiskabalti? Or do you say, no, mechila is getting rid of, you don't have a chiv at all to pay me. That's a discussion in the Achronim, the Stipler in Sanhedrin talks about it. So it says, the Achronim say that's what you have to say for the difference in the cases. In the case of Eved, it must be, if it's my own Eved Kanani, it's as if I paid him and it goes back to my wallet. That's what it has to be. And that's why you say that the Ptur Malkus still kicks in. Bashik in our Gemara, maybe you don't say that. You're going to have to say something else. A chilik between the two cases. Okay, so that is the Ksos on our Gemara of Ula. Okay, so our Gemara just stated Sitas Ula, that Ula holds Mamon u Malkus, you pay money, and you don't get Malkus. Minole l'Ulaha. Where does Ula know this from? That whenever there's two potential onshim, Mamon u Malkus, you do Mamon. So Gamar Mechovo Bechaveru, he learns it from Chavala, from the Isser of wounding in the Torah. Machovo Bechaveru, Di'ika Mamon u Malkus. Mamona Mishalim Milkolaki, just like by Chovo Bachavero, we know the Torah tells us, even though you violated an Avera, when you hit somebody, you violate an Avera, and yet the Torah says, no, you pay the right Nezek, Sar, Ribusheves, and Voshes, all those five payments of Chavala. So just like by Chovo Bachavero, where you did an Avera which should bring Malkus, and yet the Torah says you pay, Avkole Chadika Mamona Malkus, so too says Ula, anywhere where there's Mamona Malkus, Mamona Mishalim Milkolaki. But you always pay money and you don't get Malkus. That's the makar. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Chovo b'chaveru is unique. That can't be a makar for Kol HaTorah Kula. How is it unique? In one of two directions. Ma l'chovo b'chaveru shekid chay b'chamisha dvarim. Chovo b'chaveru, that is a stringent context. Why? You have to pay five different payments. Damages, doctor bills, and tsa'ar, pain and embarrassment. To pay so many things. So it's a very stringent context. You can bring a raya. If by here you have to pay money, so by other cases, surely you have to pay money. You can't bring a raya from Chovo b'chaveru. B'chay b'chamisha dvarim here. And says the Gemara back, V'i mamona l'kula. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, if you want to say that money is a more lenient punishment than Malkus, so then I'll ask you the question in the other way. I have to add in words here. Rashi explains. Just throw that factor into the question. If it by Chovo b'chaveru, which is a stringent context, and even there you only have to do the lesser of the punishments, mominis, so surely in other cases, which is a less stringent context, surely you don't only have to pay money. Either way, says Rashi, the Gemara is saying, this is not a good makar. Chovo b'chaveru is unique. Either it's stringent, and even if mamon is kal, you still have to, could say that it's not a good makar. Why? What makes it unique, even if mamon is kal? Shekein hutar michlalo bebezdin. Because, after all, why is Chavala a lesser of an iser? Because one time, Chavala is mutter. Chavala's mutter. Where's Chavala mutter? When the person in Bezdin is giving Malkus to the one who is Chai Malkus, that's Chavala. Any one more time would be the Isra of Chavala. So you see, Chavala is sometimes allowed. So again, you can't bring a raya from Chavala to any other context because every other Aveira is always Asr. Here, this is sometimes mutter. The Ritva asks, maybe we've been in your bothered by this, I see. The Ritva asks, what do you mean it's Hutar Bebezdin? What does getting whipped in Bezdin have to do with hitting your friend on the street? Oh, sometimes you see Chavala is Mutar because Bezdin does it. What's Shaykhus that Chavala to the Chavala on the street? That's not Chavala. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa Malkus. What do you mean that's a Chavala that's Hutar Mechavala Bebezdin? So the Ritva explains, you're right, it's not really a strong question. But whenever you have a mamatzinu, you're trying to compare a makar, any pircha koldehu, any little question, you can throw out the limud. Because again, if this is a source for all the Torah, so it's got to be a strong, bona fide source. So any little problem you have with the source, you know, would already deflate it and say that it's not a good makar. So you're right, says the Ritva. It's not really a strong question, but it's still a question to ask. Okay, so we knocked out that mucker for Ula, so we're going to have another mucker, but just one or two points first on this discussion. The little Tosfos, Dibur Maskil V'i, Tosfos asks a question that other Rishonim may ask as well, and that is, what's Ula Shita? If you just, Ula Shita is if you do both Mamon and Malkus, you're Chayiv Mamon. Let's say you had wounded somebody less than Shavah Pruta, as I mentioned before. So what's halacha then? You get Malkus. So because you wounded somebody more, you don't get Malkus. Says the Tosfos, Chote Niskar. Because you did more, so you're chayiv less. Right? The Isgure Iskar, says Tosfos. Nida Bakala, what do you mean? The principle is, the worst things you do, you get the worst punishment. Let's say a person is chayiv to Misas Bezdin. That's the context that the Tosfos quotes. You get the worst one. You're chayiv skila and strefa, you get skila. So here, what you get Mamon and Malkus, and if you did less, you're chovel somebody less than a Shevar Pruta, you get Malkus. The second you do more, you give him a big zetz, you get Mamon, you forget the Malkus? Why is that fair? You do more, you get less. So Tosfos explains, Shaini Hacha, Dechas Rachmana Amamone Shel Nechbal. What does that mean? The Ritva expands on the answer of Tosfos. That is, in general, you're right. We have a principle of Chote Niskar. If I do something wrong, if I do something worse, I should get the worst punishment. But here, you have to remember, there's another person involved. There's a victim. Does the victim care so much that I get whipped or that he get his money back? So when it comes to a case of Misa, like Tosfos quotes from there, you have Skila Srefa, two kinds of Misas, then for sure you give the worst one, because there's no other factor involved. The only issue is punishing this guy. So you're going to give him the worst punishment. But here, well, you're not in the Parsha of Chayvi Misas. You're in the Parsha of lesser punishments, Malkus and Mamon. So then the Ritva says, you could think about that, you know, we want the victim to get his money back. He doesn't care so much about the Malkus. So therefore, if it is Mamon and Malkus, about Isra, she ain't about Malkus, Umamon, la'olam eim alacha, da'hach yadav, she yishalim alo yilke, k'desh lo yasad an izak. Right? It's possible that we always want to give money where we can, because we don't want the victim to lose. So that's the Ritva, and the Tosfos and the Ritva expanded on that Lashon of Chote Niskar, and the more you do, you get Mamon and not Malkus. There's just one more Ha'ara, and then we'll move on. There's a Yosef Engel here, says in the Gilyoni HaShas, I can't believe, he says, that there's a suffix in the Gemara whether Mamon is Kal or Chamur than Malkus. Throughout Shas, you see, Malkus is more Chamur. Onshe HaGuf are worse. Getting whipped is worse than paying. So I don't understand that. The Gemara even has a suffix about it. So I don't understand that. It's always worse. He says, well, you're going to quote me the Gemara in Brachas? Right, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. Some people, chaviv alav nafshecha, chaviv alav modecha. He says, okay, sounds like maybe it's back and forth. But most sources, he says, in Shas, seem to say that Malkus is worse than Mamon. So he says, the only thing I can think of, he says, is that maybe even when somebody pays, their goof hurts. Their goof hurts when somebody pays. Kol hefsin mamon hariyu gamki tsar ha-guf, shemitztar mehefsin mamono. He says, maybe Mamon includes a Tsar HaGuf. But either way, he says, I find it difficult that there's even a suffix here in the Gemara, which would be worse. Either way, we knocked out the Makar from Ula, so now we move on to a second type of Makar, second Makar. Again, the Makar is Mamon Umakus, that you pay Mamon when you have the choice. So we knocked out number one, so number two. Ela Gomer Me Edim Zomamin. You learn it from Edim Zomamin. Edim Zomamin, to Edim come, say, Reuven did something, and then other Edom come and say, no, you couldn't have known that. We have no idea if he did it, but you were with us. Right? So the halacha is that the first group of Edom get the punishment that they had wanted to inflict on the other party, on the defendant. Elakar Edom Zomen, you learn from Edom Zomen. Ma Edom Zomen, Deika Mamun Malkus. Edom Zomen also has Mamun Malkus. Meaning, let's say two Edom come and say, Reuven owes Shimon $200. And they get schlugged up. They get huzam. So what's the halacha? They have to pay, but also they testify falsely. That should be Malkus. So it's Mamon and Malkus. And yet, what's the halacha? Kasher Zamam. They have to pay. Mamon and Mishalei Milkul Alaki. Af Kolei Chadika Mamon and Malkus. Mamon and Mishalei Milkul Alaki. Right? So maybe Edom's Omen is the Makar. That whenever you have a choice to, you do Mamon and you don't do Malkus. Says the Gemara, that's also not a good raya. Why? Mala Edom's Omen Mishakein Einan Srikh Nasra. Edom's Omen is a very stringent context. Why? Where else do you get punished for something and you didn't get warned for it? Every other violation in the Torah, you have to get Asra. Edom Zomamin do not require Asra, right? In court, you say, do we tell them, and you know what, if you're lying and other Edom come, you're going to have to pay? We don't say that. We scare them that they have to testify correctly. But we don't say to Hasra, do you do this, and they have to answer, I'm going to ask Kenani Yosa. They don't have all the rules of Hasra here. Ainan Srikhan Asra, they don't need Asra. So that shows it's such a bad Avera, even without Asra, you're going to be punished. So again, Edom Zomen can't bring a raya for the other halachic contexts. Important Rashi here. What does it mean they don't need Hasra? Rashi on the fourth wide line. V'ne'enoshin b'misa o b'malkus o b'mamon. Rashi says, after all, their punishment is even without Asra. Misa Malkus, and then Rashi throws in Mammon. Mammon? Says the Rishash, when they have to pay, that's called an Onesh. Generally, Mammonis, it's not a Knas here, it's not Mammonis. I mean, maybe it is a type of Knas, but the Rachmanim are bothered why Rashi throws in that word Oba Mammon. It sounds like that this Mammon is called an Onesh. Even though you're right, Reuven actually didn't pay Shimon, but because they tried to, anything that we're going to do the Edom Zomin is called an Onish, even the Mamon Shabo. So that's the Yechonim have the Diak and Rashi, why he throws in that word. Misa o Malkus o B'mamon. So you don't need Asra. Ve'i Mamona l'kulahu. And what about the other way, the same kind of question we asked before. And if you want to say that paying is always lenient, so then the Gemara says, I'll ask you the same question. If by Edom Zomimim, which is a Chomer context, it gets the lenient punishment, so surely elsewhere. Shekain, and now you can say, but maybe not, Shekain lo asu maisa. Edom Zomim might not be a Chomer context. It might be a lenient context, and again, it can't be a Makar. Why? Lo asu maisa. They didn't do a maisa. What does that? What does lo asu maisa mean? So the Pashtus is, Rashi explains, they just spoke. They didn't do an action. Edom Zomim are punished based on their words. So it's Ein Bal Maisa. The Rashba here says, no, maybe it's a little deeper. Because he asked the Rashba, some Gemaras say, Akimas Vasav Havi Maisa. I'm doing an action when I talk, my lips are moving. So some Gemaras say that when your lips are moving, that's not thinking, that's just seeing. But the Rashba says, maybe you see Akimas Vasav Havi Maisa. So he says, so he gives two answers. Either that's a little maisa, that's not a big maisa. Maisa zuta hu v'lo asu maisa rabba. Or number two, he says, maybe a totally different shot. You know what lo asu maisa means by Edom Zomim? They're not punished for what they did. After all, we know the halacha is kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. If they actually were able to carry out what they did, so then they're not punished. Big discussion why that is. The Ramban al Torah says it's a Xeris HaKasav and then says maybe Hashem would never have let it happen. Either way, it's a big discussion. If we have time at the end, as we always say, when we'll talk up, we'll come back to it. That Kasha Zamal Kasha Asa. If they actually killed Reuven with their testimony, they don't get punished. It's totally illogical, it seems. Right? So that's what the halach is. They're not punished for their Maisa. Shekein lo asu Maisa. So again, we're back to the problem. This isn't a good marker. I'll mention something now. It really comes up on tomorrow's daf, but I mention it now because we're not going to be Nachum's giving tomorrow. That is, generally, Edom Zomim, they don't need Hasra. And Lo Asu Harguin and Haragin. So there is an idea in the Achronim, based on the Rishonim, that maybe Edom Zomim, you know what the message is by not needing Hasra? They are not punished because of what they did, but they're punished because of who they are. Which means Edom Zomim achieve a certain status. Based on other Edom coming, they're now called Edom Zomim. Once they're Edom Zomim, then there's a halacha to punish them based on what they tried to do. But not because of the Maisa. Usually when we do an action, I do an Avera, and therefore because of that Avera, I'm punished for it. I get Malkus, I get Misa. Edom Zomim are punished because of the status. Once they achieve the Chalosh Shem Eid Zomim, Mamela, they are punished. But you don't need Hasra. Hasra is a din in the Maisa Avera. Hasra, the Maisa Avera is not Mechayev unless you have Hasra. Edom Zomim are punished because of who they are, the status. And therefore, maybe that's, again, it's part of a larger framework. That's how they can be Mechuyev, even without Hasra. Okay, but tomorrow it'll come up more on Lama Gimel Barav. Let's continue now. So we said Chol V'Chaveir is not a good marker for Ula. Edom Zomim is not a good marker for Ula. Says the Gemara, you know what? Let's use teamwork. Let's learn from both of them together. Chovel and Edom Zomim each have a uniqueness, but maybe if you put them together, they don't have a uniqueness, because we'll say, this has a uniqueness, but the other one doesn't have it. Both them are Mamon and Malkus, and you have Mamon. So let's say both of them together could be a mucker for Kala Torah Kula, that whenever you have Mamon and Malkus, you pay money. So Gemara says, no, maybe it won't work, because they each have their own uniqueness. And if they each have their own uniqueness, so maybe we still can't use that as a mucker. So the Gemara says, okay, Ella, try number three, third and successful try, Gomar utachas tachas gomar, he has a gzeira shava, Ula has a gzeira shava, ksiv hacha tachas asherina, by ones, it says the word tachas, viksiv hasam ayin tachas ayin, and it says, by chavala, eye for an eye, the word tachas, and we know Mahasa Mahonim Shalom Mukalaki, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Kama, we don't believe in literally an eye for an eye. right? That's maybe other religions that might believe in that, but we don't believe in it literally. We say if you damage somebody's eye, you have to pay. You have to pay. So just like that, takas means payment. So it's based on zera shava. Period. End of shitas ula. That's all number one. How do we start off today? So far today, all we had was one kasha and one answer. The Gemara asked the stira between two Mishnais. How could our Mishnah say you pay the Knas and the Mishnah and Malkus say you do get Malkus? So what was Ula's answer? The difference is between Na'ara and Bulgaris or Mafuta. Either way, Ula's answer was based on the assumption, two punishments, Mamun and Malkus. You always do Mamun and not Malkus. Now we get the answer number two. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu Temach Oso Na'ara. Maybe both Mishnais are about Na'ara, where there is a potential Knas. But kancha hisrubo, kancha lo hisrubo. The difference is whether you gave hasra'a for Malkus. Meaning, the Mishnah in Makos, you gave hasra'a for Malkus. So therefore, they could get Malkus. The Mishnah here, Argamara, you forgot to give the hasra'a. He was ma'anisr without hasra'a. Meaning, there is no Malkus. There's only Mamon. So that's the difference between the two Mishnais. And Almuk Sava Rabbi Yochanan. So what do you see from the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Against Ula. Kol Hecha Dika Mamunu Malkus Va'asrubei. Any place where you have two punishments, Mamunu Malkus, Milkul Olaki Mamunu L'mashalim. You always get Malkus and you don't pay, right? Because if there was Hasra for Malkus, you get Malkus. If there was no Hasra, then you get money. Right? So then you have to pay money. So that's the opposite Rabbi Yochanan Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara now the same question as before. Minolei Rabbi Yochanan Ha, what's the Malka for Rabbi Yochanan? Into the Tosfos Yeshanim here, the little Tosfos, and where the lines start getting wide. Tosfos Yeshanim says, what's the Gemara? The Gemara asked, quoted Ula before and said, where did Ula get this from? And now quotes Rabbi Yochanan, the opposite Shita. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get this from? Isn't there like one svar that's logical and the other one is mechudish? So how can the Gemara ask on both sides, you know, what's his makar? What do you mean, what's his makar? Isn't one of them obvious? Before it asks, how does Ula know it? So I could ask the opposite. One of them, it's not just based on a chiddush din in the Torah. Doesn't one of them make more sense? How could the Gemara ask it in both directions? So says the Tosfos Yeshanim, no, really, we thought Rabbi Yochanan was more logical. Because you get Malkus instead of Mamoni. That's the worst one. But once we brought the Gzeira Shava in the other direction, what the Gemara really is asking here is that, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan learn that Gzeira Shava? And if not, he better find another Makar. That's what it means. You're right, really, Rabbi Yochanan is more logical. That's why we earlier asked what's Ula's basis. But once we bring the Gzeira Shava, so that's when we ask. The Pnei Yeshua asked the same question, and then he says, and later I found it in the Tosfos Yeshanim, and he says, maybe you would have thought you could do whatever you want. That was the svara. Mamon and Malkus, two things. They're both pretty bad. They're both pretty good. Right? They each have a tzad chumra, a tzad kula. So maybe that was the havamina. You would think that the dying could choose. That could choose which punishment he wants to inflict. Either way, so the Gemara asks, what's the makkah for Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, Omar Kra. Pasuk says in Kiseitse, Kedei Rish Aso. By giving Malkus, it says, Kedei Rish Aso, you have to give according to his wickedness. Mishem Risha Achas Ata Machaivo, Viata Machaivo Mishem Shtei Rishayos. Right? This is one of the two Makoros for Kimle B'drabamine. Kedei Rish Aso, his wickedness. Because of one wickedness, you punish him, and not because of two. And that Pazik is right next to B'samech Leir B'im Yakenu. You give one punishment, and that's right next to 40 lashes. So therefore, you know that the one punishment that you give is Malkus. That's the Makar for Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yochanan do, though, with two specific contexts where the Torah says to pay instead of Malkus? Right, the Makoros that we brought for Ula. V'harei, Chovel b'chaveiro, tika mamon and Malkus. 1 minute. Doesn't Chovel have Mamon and Malkus? Mamon and Mishalim Mikul Olaki. Chovel in the Torah. You pay the five things. So doesn't the Torah say by Chovel you pay? So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that? V'chitema, and if you want to say that. No, you know all the cases when the Torah says you have to pay the five things? That's all talking about cases where you weren't warned for Malkus. So you want to be milking him that way? Maybe that's the case. But in a case, really, if you were warned for Malkus, the Torah would always acknowledge that you get Malkus. That's not true. Because Rabbi Yochanan has the line, which he mentioned before, that if you hit somebody for less than, and you damn, and you wound him, less than a shav and pruta's worth of damage, then you get Malkus. So, hey, chidami, what exactly was the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about?
Right, the same Rabbi Yochanan, by the way. Same Rabbi Yochanan. Idolo asu be'amai loke. If you didn't give Malkus in this case that you hit him less than a Shavaputa, then you can't give him Malkus. Obviously, El Pshita da Asur Bei. It's obvious that you gave him warning for Malkus in this case. V'tayma de lesba Shavaputa. And the only reason that you would pay is because you damaged him less than a Shavaputa. You wounded him. Ha isba Shavaputa mamonim shalom mokolaki. But if you it was a Shavaputa, you'd obviously smashma that you would pay and not get Malkus. So back to the question. So Rabbi Yochanan, you say that you always, whenever you have two, you always get Malkus and not money. I, Chovel, the Torah says you get money. So the Gemara answers the obvious answer. This is an exception to the rule. Kedam Rabbi Law, the fairships of Torah Edom Zomin L'Tashlumin, just like we're going to see in a minute, that Rabbi Law holds Edom Zomin as an exception to the rule. You're going to pay and not get Malkus. So Chanami, so too by Chovel, the fairships of Torah, Chovel B'Chaveiro L'Tashlumin. Right, the fairs, the Torah, included Chovel B'Chaveiro for Tashlumin here as well. So don't ask me any kashas from the rule, because these are an exception to the rule. Interesting, before we explain this, let's do the Avnei Ezer first. The Avnei Ezer has a tshuva, the end of Eben Ezer, in Resh Pei Dalet. This relates a little to the ksos that we mentioned earlier. Nistapakti, if imahikahu shave pruta, umachalo, acharkach, imchayev malchus. Let's say you really wounded somebody. Right, you really wounded somebody, shave pruta, but then he's mochelet. Do you have to pay? Do you get Malkus then? Because what we just say here, Ein b'shava pruta automatically reverts to Malkus. So he says, what about this case? If somebody did shava pruta, but they mochel it. So he gets into the discussion, which is a major discussion, which we alluded to. How do you look at Mechila? How do you look at Mechila? For example, he says, the Machane Ephraim says, could you be mochel bal karcho? Let's say somebody owes you money. And you say, I'm mochel. He says, no, I want to pay you. I'm mochel. No, I want to pay you. Is he forced to accept your Mechila? That's a discussion in the Machane Ephraim. So the way that it's usually interpreted by the Achronim is, how do you look at Mechila? What does Mechila do? Does Mechila say, it's as if you paid me already. It's as if you paid me. I accepted it. It's as if I got it. Right? Or do you say, no, Mechila removes the chiyuv. Doesn't say it's as if you paid me. No, I'm removing the chiyuv. You don't even have a chiyuv to pay me. So that might say, if you're removing the chiyuv, so maybe the guy could even be forced. What do you mean? There's no Mechiyuv. So what do you mean you want to pay me? What do you mean you want to pay me? No, there's no mochiv. Once I'm mochel, the chiv is no longer. If you say it's ki'ilu, I got it, so maybe you could say, you know, what do you mean ki'ilu? I want to actually give you the money. So the discussion about mechila, whether mechila works for kiddushin, there are different discussions in the Achronim. So some suggest maybe that's what the Avnei Ezer is based on as well. Because if it's removing the chiv, so then in a chinami, maybe you would get malchus. Masha'en kein, if it's ki'ilu is kabalti, maybe you would not. Okay. Or is it just a siluk? That's the other word that's used for mechila. Is it a hakna or a siluk? That's the discussion of other achronim. Okay, so what did we just say? That chavala and edom zomin are unique. And beferish, the Torah says chavala is pays and does not get malchus. One other ha'ara, and then we'll finish what the makar is for that. There's a Rambam. Right, what did the line just read? The Torah just read this line. Remember in the middle, the Torah said by chovel you always pay. The Rambam has a chiddush, though. It's based on a Mishnah in Baba Kama, but you could have interpreted the Mishnah differently. The Rambam says, if you're chovel, what if you're chovel your friend on Yom Kippur? The Rambam's case. Ha-chovel b'chaveiro b'yom ha-kippurim b'mezid. B'mezid. Right? So what's the halacha if you're chovel on Yom Kippur? What's the halacha? So kares. Kares, that's a malacha. Chovel is one of the malachas. Which malacha? We've had the discussion before. But you get kares, which means also you get malchus. So usually you get malchus. Says the Rambam, Machova b'chaveir on Yom Kippur, you chayiv b'tashlumin. No Malkus. Chayiv b'tashlumin. Why? Because our Gemara says, b'feirish by chovel, you always pay. So the Achronim say, the Shumas Akri says, you know what the Chiddush of the Rambam is though? The Rambam is saying that our line of our Gemara, b'feirish ribsa Torah l'tashlumin, is not only that the moment overrides the Malkus of Chavala, the moment overrides the Malkus of Yom Kippur. The Gemara never said that, b'feirish. It's based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, which you can interpret otherwise. You can see the Gemara there is talking about the Mishnah in Baba Kama that says, if you're chol on Yom Kippur, you pay. Maybe that's talking about a shogeg, where there is no Malkus. The Rambam says, Beferish even b'mezid. So you see, the Rambam has a chiddush understanding of this line of our Gemara. Beferish ribs a chovel with tashlumin is any chavala Malkus. Not just Malkus of chavala, but also Malkus of Yom Kippur. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, "Behecha itmar Rabbi Law." Where did Rabbi Law make his statement that Edom Zomin is unique? That even though usually you get Malkus, but here it's Mamon. Aha! On the following, beginning of Makkos. Two people come to Beis Din and says, Reuben Shimon, $200. V'nimsu zomamin, and then they're found out to be zomamin. Lokin umishalmin. The Tanakhama here, Rabbi Meir holds, in the zomamin get two punishments. Shelo Hashem ha-mevi'in l'dei Makkos, mevi'in l'dei Tashlumin. What does that line mean? Let's just do Rashi now, and then we'll finish and come back. Rashi says, because there's two different psukim that tell me the mamun umalkus by Edom Zomamin. Mamon is kasher zomam. Malkus is losana, the isser of testifying falsely. Two different sources, so both punishments could stand on their own, says Rashi. That's Shita's Rebbe Meir. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's Rebbe Meir Shita. V'chacham amarim, no. Kol b'shalam in aloka. Chacham say, no. One punishment. Mamon, the Edom's omen have to pay, they don't get Malkus. I name it called a locate in a Mashalim, money to the opposite. One punishment, fine, so get Malkus and not Mamon. Rabbi Law, the Pharish Rib Satar Edom's omen Latashlumin. No, the Rabbi Law said, no, the Torah went out of its way, special Xeris Akasav, by Edom's omen, you pay and don't get Malkus. Heichan Rib Satar, where's the Makar in the Torah that they did this? Michdi, Ksiv, Atizim Lakajdam Lassas La'achiv, the Pazik says, you have to do to them as they wanted to do to their brother. Yad biyad lamali. So what did it say the very next pasuk? Yad biyad. Dover hanitam yad liyad. The drashi is something that's given over. Umay nihu mamon. So that's how you know that mamon is the one punishment by Edom Zomamin. And the Gemara says, chovel chaver nami. So too by chovel, you have a special gzeiros hakasef. Michdi. Ksiv kasher asa keni asa lo. Just like he did, you should do to him. Keni nasin bo lamali. The next phrase. Again, the word nesina. Dover sheish bo nesina. Umay nihu mamon. Mamon is something that has a nesina. So therefore, Edom Zomamin and Chol V'Chaveiro are unique contexts where you have a potential Mamon and Malkus and you do Mamon. Those are exceptions to the rule, says Rabbi Yochanan. The general rule is that you do Malkus and you don't pay.
So according to this, Edom Zomamin is a kul, not a
chumra. According to this, Edom Zomamin, if you assume Mamon is kal, it's not a kul. It's just that there's a specific din of Kasher Zomamin Lasos La'achiv. Sometimes it can work out to...
That overrides
Losana, right. The special din. It's going to come out more a little bit tomorrow on Amar Alf. Just getting back to that line, Shlo Hashem Ha-Mevi'in L'Dei Makkos Mevi'in L'Dei Tashlumin. So Rashi says, because it's two different psukim. So it says Tosfos, two different psukim? That's a reason to say that they both exist? Wouldn't you think just the opposite, says Tosfos? If two things are said in the same pasuk, that means the Torah says they should both be true. Two different psukim, you can see it, two talking about two different things. So Tosfos doesn't like that approach. Tosfos says, you know what it means? Shlo Hashem Ha-Mevi'in L'Dei Makkos Mevi'in L'Dei Tashlumin? In other words, what's the svara of Rabbi Meir? Why you get Mamon and Malkus? Because the Mamon is not written next to the Malkus. If the Mamon is written next to the Malkus, says Tosfos, then you could say it means one or the other, like a lav hanitak la'aseh. It says, don't steal, pay. V'heshev is akzela. So that's how you know. If you pay, you're not going to pay. You're not going to have to pay for, you're not going to get Malkus, Tosfos says. But that's if they're written close to each other, so then you could say that you only get one. But here, they're written far from each other. That's Tosfos's idea. Look at Tosfos, because it's going to be an important line. Klomer, in the middle of Tosfos Shalom. Shatashlumen lo nechtevu besamach lamalkus. Dim ha'ikasa ba'osa pasuk atzmo. If it was written in the same pasuk, then you could say that that it's a lav anitak laseh, that the losaseh and laseh are connected, and you wouldn't get Malkus. But now that they're written far from each other, so then we say that they are not connected. The lav and the laseh are not connected, and therefore both exist. But then he adds, 1 minute. We have some lavanita glasses where they're not written next to each other. What is Tosfos' premise just now? If they're in the same pasuk, you can say that they're connected. But some are not in the same pasuk. For example, the one I just mentioned, the Heshev is Akzela Mo Sigzol are nowhere near each other. Nowhere near each other. So says Tosfos, important line. Avagav daasei v'heshev is Akzela lo ksiv eitz alav de lo sigzol, the hasam vadei al karcha chunita glasei, shahari oker gzela mitachas yado. Aval krod de batizim lo kasher zamam, einu oker halav de lo sane. The al yideisha no osam lo kasher zamam eino nekari duso ela al yideisha huzam. Says Tosfos, some lav anitak lasays are logical that this assay is ripping up the lav. When you pay, you are undoing that you stole. When you get the punishment by Edom's omen, you're undoing your false witness testimony. No, you're getting a punishment. You did something wrong, but it's not one is okay the other. Says Tosfos, that's why there's a difference. And Rabbi Chanan explains this. Tosfos, there are two types of lavanita glaseis. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. One lavanita, again, generally lavanita glase means a lav that has an assay connected to it, and therefore you're not going to get Malkus. So one is a logical lavanita glase, where you see it's clear that the assay is okir the lav. You stole and you have to return. That's a lavanita glase. Maybe shiluach hakan. But what about, says Rabbi Chanan, What about, for example, the assay of Tamura? Right, there's an issur d'oraisa to try to substitute an animal. You have a carbon, you say, oh, I don't want this one to be a carbon, I want that one to be a carbon. There's an issur d'oraisa that you're not allowed to do that, and the assay is, if you did it, now they're both carbonus. What, that was okay, you're avera? It's just the opposite of what you wanted to do. So it says Rav Chanan, no, that's a different kind of lav nitei l'assay, one that's not similar to the lav of chasima. You know, next to where it says Malkus in Parshat Kisetse, it says, don't muzzle your animal. So the Gemara darshins that every time you get Malkus, it has to be similar to the lava muzzling your animal. So a lava nitei glase is not similar to a lava muzzling your animal. Right? Lava nitei means you have a way to fix it. But that's not a pure logical lava nitei glase. If you have a lava and an assay in the same pasuk though, then they can be connected. Even if they're not logical, one uprooting the other. So those are the two types of lava nitei glase, says Rav Chanan. Logical one, so then you can have the assay and the lava written very far from each other. Right, the assay uproots the lav, and the other type is no, nothing to do with each other. You have a temura or others, an assay and a lav, but that's if it's in the same pasuk. If it's in the same pasuk, it could also be called a lav and a deglase. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow the Gemara starts off with, you know, why does Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, what do they do? Why don't they hold of each other? Okay, stop here. Agot and Yontif.